It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we're going to do a theme week this week.
Out of the blue.
Out of the blue. Yeah. Well, we're going to do a theme week this week on Christmas songs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Christmas is coming.
It is coming.
Yeah.
Quick.
Very quick. Yeah, yes. You're right.
So, we're going to start off our theme week on Christmas songs with Jingle Bells.
Oh. It's a nice one, yeah.
Jingle Bells. It is one of
Jingle All the Way.
Right. It is one of the best known and most commonly sung American songs in the entire world.
Jeez.
It was written by a guy named James Lord Pierpont.
Pierpont?
Not Peapod. Pierpont. Yes.
Okay.
And it was published originally under the title The One Horse Open Sleigh in the autumn of 1857.
I'm getting a jump on the holiday season.
It has been claimed that it was originally written to be sung by a Sunday school choir for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Not for Christmas.
All right.
Or also that it was a drinking song.
Ah.
Yes.
Well, either way.
Some historical...
Any song can be a drinking song, Sarah.
That's
all
right.
You need is a drink.
That's right.
That's it.
That's pretty much the qualification.
And a bending elbow.
Right.
Yeah.
So some historical accounts report that the tune was first performed for a Thanksgiving service at the church of either Pierpont's father or brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So although it has no original connection to Christmas, it became associated with winter and Christmas music in the 1860s and 1870s. It was first recorded in 1889 on an Edison cylinder.
Oh.
This recording is believed to be the first Christmas record, but it is lost. Got lost.
I thought the first Christmas record was Mariah Carey. She'll tell you it was.
Right. Well, it wasn't.
No.
But there is an 1898 recording also from Edison Records that does survive.
Oh.
So,
all right.
Yeah. So it is an unsettled question where and when Pierpont originally composed the song that would become known as Jingle Bells.
Mm-hmm.
A historical plaque in the Boston suburb of Medford, Massachusetts claims that Pierpont wrote his famous tune while nursing a drink in the Simpson Tavern in 1850.
Oh,
a year after his father took over a nearby Unitarian church.
That's a great, nursing a drink is such a great term because it makes it sound so classy.
It does.
I'm just nursing my sixth drink.
Right, exactly.
Back off.
Yeah.
Nursing it.
So he was inspired by Medford's famous sleigh races.
Oh.
And the story goes that he picked out the song on the piano there in the tavern because he wanted something to play for Thanksgiving at his Sunday school class in Boston.
Perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
The resulting song wasn't just a hit with the kids. Adults loved it so much that the lyrics to One Horse Open Sleigh were altered slightly and used for Christmas.
Mm.
The song was published in 1857 when Pierpont was working at a Unitarian church in Savannah, Georgia. So in 1985, Savannah, Georgia also put up a historical marker of its own across from the Unitarian church where he was a music director at the time the song was published and possibly soon after it was written in the city.
They were probably thinking, the other one's way up in Massachusetts. We're down here in Georgia.
Yeah.
You'll never know.
Right.
There's another one. We'll just do this plaque now.
That's right.
And that was 1985, plaques. Though.
Yeah, they were a little behind.
Right.
But that's okay.
Yeah. Well, there's no internet in 1985. That's true. How would people know?
That's true. Very true. No fact-checking back
right,
then.
Right.
So Jingle Bells became one of the most performed and most recognizable secular holiday songs ever written, not only in the U.S., but around the world. From 1890 until 1954, Jingle Bells was in the top 25 of the most recorded songs in history.
Wow.
In recognition of his achievement, James Lord Pierpont was voted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
That's it.
The one song he wrote.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty big one.
You just need one big
one. Yeah.
Right? You just need one big one,
that's all.
Mariah?
Yeah. So Jingle Bells was the first song ever broadcast from space.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not back in the 1800s.
No. And it was in a Christmas-themed prank, those pranksters, by Gemini 6 astronauts Tom Stafford and Wally Schirra.
Oh, Tom and Wally.
While in space on December 16th, 1965, they sent a tense report to Mission Control of an unidentified flying object, but their report was suddenly broken by the sound of Jingle Bells, with Schirra playing a tiny harmonica accompanied by Stafford shaking a handful of small sleigh bells they had brought along for their voyage.
They had planned
this
out. They were like, when we go up there, we need to pack oxygen and the sleigh bells. Don't forget the sleigh bells.
Yeah, we
whatever
need some freeze-dried food, but don't forget the harmonica and the sleigh bells.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, NASA. You picked out a record to go along with Jingle Bells,
did you? We're going to play the Barry Manilow with Exposé version of Jingle Bells.
What a combo.
Yeah.
Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.